Well, that's a good question. I'm currently a professor of political theory at the University of Bologna. In order to define what I do, what I have been doing in recent years, the first thing I would say is that I travel a lot. As far as my training is concerned, well, it was very much characterized by histories of political militancy and activism that shaped the very way in which I started to study and then to do research. I was very much active in the so-called Italian autonomist movement since the late 70s. And I have continued to be involved in social and political movements until now, and I hope I will continue in the future. Maybe the other thing I should say about that is that since the early 90s I have been mainly involved in movements, struggles of migration in Italy, but also in Europe. And this, let's say, encounter with migration in the early 90s has also shaped my intellectual and theoretical activity. In previous years, I had worked a lot on the history of political, legal, social sciences in Germany between the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. But since the early 90s, migration has become a kind of prominent topic for me. And working on migration, I have started to work on citizenship, globalization, from the point of view of the challenges posed by migration. I have encountered the so-called post-colonial criticism, which has also become an important field of work for me. And in the last years, I have worked a lot on borders, on the transformations of borders in Europe, but not only in Europe. I am currently engaged in a book project with an Australian friend of mine. It will be a book on borders.
Book on borders. Okay, now we tackled borders, so, and your work in university. So what is the role of university within the borders, and what are the borders within university?
Well, you know, I think it is interesting to look at the university and the transformations of the university itself from the angle provided by borders. And this is particularly true in the European case, where we are experiencing a kind of systematic transformation of the university system, which is usually referred to as Bologna process. If you look at Europe, you easily see that the borders between existing national university systems are being blurred. And parallel to this blurring of borders between national systems, there has been a process of blurring of the boundary between public and private sector in the university. And this second process of blurring of a boundary has to be understood within a wider framework, that is, within the framework of the emergence of a kind of global university model that has its forms of implementation that can differ in different parts of the world, but is nevertheless, predicated upon some common principles that are in a way corresponding to neoliberal theories of education.
So where is this neoliberal hegemonic? Is university as well one of the institutions in the structure of neoliberalism, especially in terms of reforms and reformation, present reformation?
You know, I think that if you look at the Bologna system, it is quite easy to see that it was shaped by neoliberal principles and rhetoric. The principle of permanent training, for instance, the principle of a kind of fine-tuned relationship between the university and the labor market. But at the same time, I think we should also take into account the fact that this system is not working particularly well, and not only from the point of view of its critics, also from the point of view, of its supporters. It is not working very well, first of all, because of the resistances that have characterized the process of its implementation. And when I talk about resistances, I do not refer only to open struggles and movements against the system. I also refer to mass behaviors that have run against the rationality of the system. One of the basic points in this rationality was the introduction of the two steps system. But this rationality could work if many students were satisfied with the first step. And this is not happening. This is not happening. There is a kind of claim for further training, for further education, that is concretely expressed by the behaviors and practices of thousands and thousands of students who want to go on, Take, for instance, the PhD, And if you look at how many people in Europe want to do a PhD, it's quite astonishing. And maybe there is also, let's say, a kind of tactical pragmatism there is no, there are no jobs. And so what do? I stay at the university for 3, 4, 5 years more.
So,
but nevertheless, I mean, this is important, you know, because this runs against the rationality of the system.
So we can think as well now the present struggles of students as well as the social struggles to, I mean, in terms of crisis, to find the new ways of what the new system should be and where are those struggles going?
Well, I think so. I think this is a good interpretation of the current struggles in many European countries. And in a way, you could also say that struggling students are taking the rhetoric of the permanent training seriously, you know. And they are doing that in a situation in which, because of the crisis, what governments do, independently of their political color, is cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. So I think there is really a kind of demand for knowledge, training, that is not to be separated by a demand for the specific forms of sociability, of social cooperation that is linked with the sharing of knowledge, with the very process of training, of education, and so on. It is clear that the current crisis is a kind of showing that the whole rhetoric of the knowledge economy and society was just a rhetoric. Or better, that it captured an important element of the reality of contemporary capitalism. That means the growing relevance of knowledge within the apparatuses of production in contemporary capitalism. But at the same time, the crisis shows that this role of knowledge in contemporary capitalism cannot be separated by very tough and violent processes of hierarchization and even destruction of the productive capacity, productive forces of knowledge workers, information.